A naked woman stands in the middle of a street in Buenos Aires in broad daylight. She is only wearing high heels. She has words written over her: naughty, kinky, whore, pleasure, and the phone number. If she was a real person, everyone would be shocked. But she is printed on a small flyer that's been posted all over the city center. Passers-by are used to seeing them, and most people ignore the huge problem they represent. They are advertising prostitutes, but many of those prostitutes are victims of human trafficking.
We think that it's absolutely important to call everyone's attention, to warn every single citizen of Buenos Aires what's going on behind that kind of innocent flyer. No, we are all so used to see them that no one is surprised of that. But what's going on behind those flyers, it's absolutely terrible, and we must do something.
Jerónimo Vélez is one of the coordinators of Martes Rojos, a civic movement in Buenos Aires that meets every Tuesday in the city center to walk around and remove sex ads from the streets. The movement started in a very vibrant time in Argentina as far as gender policies go. That same week, there was a court decision in a much-talked-about trafficking case. No one was found guilty. A week later, the first law to fight sex ads was being promoted in Congress. To raise awareness, a group of activists took the first step in this walk around the city center. Martes Rojos is still doing just that, hoping to engage people in the fight against human trafficking for sexual purposes. Jerónimo explains that his group wants to stay politically neutral.
What we want, actually, is to raise public awareness about this thing, because what is behind those flyers is women who were forcibly recruited in provinces of Argentina, neighbor countries, even here in Buenos Aires, and forced into prostitution. One of the most important sentences in Martes Rojos is that there are no political flags, because this is a matter of human rights. And human rights can be taken by any political party. It's a thing that concerns to every single citizen.
The civic movement is using social media to get their message across and is also collaborating with NGOs that fight human trafficking.
Martes Rojos wouldn't grow as we grew without the social networks and the media. And then a very clear message: take these flyers, unstick the flyer, you are fighting against trafficked women.
One thing that struck me while I was taking part in one of the walks was that the vast majority of the other participants were women. There were hardly any men, except for the organizer. When I speak to Jerónimo, he says the reason is rooted in our culture.
It's very difficult to get men to take part of this, of Martes Rojos, because most of them think that prostitution is something normal. They raised with that, and they still think that these women are on their own will.
Noelia is another one of the participants in the movement. She is a lawyer, and aside from working in a very important law firm, she volunteers in several NGOs that fight human trafficking for sexual purposes. Walking the city center with Martes Rojos is a regular date she commits to every week.
I believe that it's shameful and unacceptable that in a gender equal society that we are striving to achieve, men should obtain casual sex with women in return for payment.
There are currently two legal proposals on the table in Argentina to tackle this problem. One would criminalize the purchase of victims of human trafficking. The other would criminalize the purchase of sexual services without distinguishing the origin of prostitution.
I think that it is a matter of a shift of perspective, which can be summarized by stating the obvious. If there was no demand, there would be no prostitution.
Martes Rojos holds an open call every Tuesday. The movement has also managed to develop a digital tool that allows people to submit the information they find on sex flyers collected on the street. This data is later processed to generate heat maps that point to the most dangerous areas. It is also analyzed by a human trafficking and kidnapping office. The efforts to fight human trafficking for sexual purposes in Argentina are many and coordinated. While the state's voice is still silent in this issue, organized citizens are making themselves heard. This is Maria Cruz for DW in Buenos Aires.